Good morning, friends, neighbors, and fellow audiophiles. Well, it's morning here anyway, as I record this. Goodness only knows what time it is where you are at the moment. It is, as the old nursery rhyme would have it, a misty, moisty morning out there, and quite cool. Although, if I'm not mistaken, I think I can actually hear a bit of rain spatting against my air conditioner now, so we've gone from having a little condensation to actual waterfall. Which is a shame, because if this continues, my friend Kim will not be able to have the mobility lesson that was scheduled for her this afternoon. She is hoping to learn her way around the neighborhood to which she has moved. Yes, it is raining. Sorry, got sidetracked there. And I can certainly show her things, but I think she would prefer to have an actually certified mobility instructor show her some routes, just because she has trouble lining up at street crossings, and she has a tendency to veer at some crossings, given her difficulty with spatial perception that she's experiencing at the moment. Anyhow, this boo is not about Kim. She would probably not appreciate me going on about her anyway. She tends to be a fairly private person, which is fine. I just realized that I hadn't actually done a rambly, verbal, verbose post consisting of just talk from me for a while now. And so I thought I would rectify that in case anyone would care to listen. Just thought I'd give a bit of an update as to what's been going on in my life. I'm still, unfortunately, in a fair amount of back pain, and it looks like this is a chronic issue that will take some considerable time to, I'm not sure if it'll ever be actually fixed, but the treatment is going to take quite a long time, and it entails finding a physiotherapist that will actually be covered by the Ontario Health Insurance plan. And as I think I said before, that's like looking for the proverbial needle in the haystack, because most physiotherapists are not covered under OHIP, and their bills can be quite expensive, and I cannot afford it. In fact, I've done a bit of investigating, talked to some people, and every single person I've talked to who has ever undergone physiotherapy for a similar issue has had to pay. So I was taking muscle relaxants and anti-inflammatories. I'm off them now, unless I absolutely need them, like unless I'm in totally horrific pain, which sometimes happens, especially at night. But I'm trying to take them only as needed, and in any case, they're not a cure. They're only part of the treatment. I'm already taking a bucket load of medication that I really do need to be on. So if I can try not to take meds that I absolutely don't need, then I would prefer to do that. So yes, the back pain is still happening. I am going to be incredibly nervous for the next few days, so I think my name should be, at least until after Wednesday afternoon, should be changed to Nervous Nelly. I have to chair a meeting tomorrow evening, and I've never done this before. Not such an important meeting anyway. I have chaired like fairly small meetings in the past, but the committee on which I'm now co-chairing oversees some incredibly important matters in the church that I attend, and yes, serves in an official capacity to actually make changes in a number of areas. So I'm chairing the meeting tomorrow. I'm probably going to be offering opening and closing prayers. So hopefully I can actually speak well, and of course I'll kind of think ahead of time as to what I want to say. But hopefully I just don't ramble incoherently. Hopefully my prayers are actually cohesive. and sensible. but I'll also be taking people through the agenda, which we don't have written yet because the gentleman who was chairing the committee and who has handed over the reins to another lady and myself, unfortunately, his household has been plagued with a plethora of illnesses of late, and he hasn't had time to send out his sample agenda that he usually follows, which we were just going to change to reflect tomorrow night's meeting. So I think he's going to do that today, which means that Anne, my co-chair, and I have to meet tomorrow morning and hurriedly work on this agenda for tomorrow night's meeting and then send it out. So yes, I'll be taking people through the agenda and, oh gosh, I'm almost wishing I hadn't agreed to do this because, you know, to co-chair this committee, because I just feel like this is not my bailiwick. I don't want to disappoint people. And I'm just afraid that I'm going to do something that'll let people down. So we shall see. And I've said, too, that if anyone has a problem with me, they're more than welcome to let me know. And if people decide, you know, if the coordinating council decides that I'm not an appropriate chair, they're welcome to boot me out. I would not be offended. So anyhow, there's that. And then on Friday, the music director of my church called me up and he said, could you do me a favor? And I said, well, I can try. So he said he cannot make it to the midweek Holy Communion service that's happening on Wednesday, and could I play in his stead? Now, when I moved to my current location, I had to dispose of my keyboard because there just was not room for it in this shoebox. very nice shoebox, mind you, and I'm grateful to have it, but yes, there was no room for the keyboard, so I'm seriously out of practice. So I'm going to have to steal a couple of moments when I'm at church, say tomorrow, to do a bit of practicing, as I did yesterday. So I'm really nervous about that, too. I will be glad when these few days are over. And who knows, maybe tomorrow night, if I do well or I feel that the meeting goes well, I'll be a little more confident about this in future. There are some big movers and shakers on this committee, though, and I guess that's why I'm so, frankly, terrified that I'm going to mess this up. Anyhow, folks, this recording is growing rather large, and so before I run out of time, as I have a tendency to do, I just want to mention one thing briefly. I am thinking of getting WhatsApp for my iPhone. I'm kind of a Luddite when it comes to social media. I don't deny it. I love Audioboom, but have never really been all that interested in other forms of social media. I have various reasons for that I won't go into at the moment. But anyhow, I am thinking of getting WhatsApp, and I believe a number of people on Audioboom use it. So I'm wondering if anybody would care to communicate with me on WhatsApp. I just have a question. Is one required to give out one's phone number when using WhatsApp? Because that's one thing I'm rather reluctant to do if I don't know people that well. So if you can answer that question, I would be greatly appreciative. And I'd be very interested in communicating with some of you folks on WhatsApp. Because, of course, Audioboom no longer allows private messaging. Now, I still have ways of messaging people. And if you go to audioboom.com/messages, you can listen to your messages. But they haven't made it easy to communicate anymore. So, yes, if anyone would be interested in talking to me on WhatsApp, then that could very well be arranged. Anyhow, I have waffled on enough, so I think I shall cease and desist and speak to you all later. Bye-bye from Nervous Nelly, or Terrified Terry, or something.